A new church on South Hill will not have to provide additional parking spaces for its members, even though the number of people attending has grown since it opened. Pastor Rob Reimer with Living Springs Church at 303 Coteau Street West spoke to City Council in November 2022 about his organization's discretionary use application to open in that location. Council approved the application on the condition that the maximum occupancy remains at 90 people to meet on-site parking requirements of 9 stalls. If the church grew bigger, it would have to appeal the parking requirements to the Development Appeals Board, DAB, or find suitable off-street parking within 230 meters. Living Springs Church has grown beyond 90 people, so it approached the board in mid-January asking for a variance under the zoning bylaw, so the building's maximum occupancy be increased to 130 people and the parking requirements could remain at 9 stalls instead of the recommended 13, according to the hearing's minutes that were presented during City Council's February 13 regular meeting. During the hearing, Reimer explained that the property is on a large corner lot near a park, which allows for plenty of available on-street parking, the report said. Furthermore, on-street parking would only be needed on Sundays and for special events such as weddings and funerals. Meanwhile, the city of Moose Jaw argued that the zoning bylaws parking regulations state that a place of worship within a commercial district requires one parking space per 10 fixed seats. Or, where no fixed seating is provided, the organization must provide one space per 10 square meters of gross floor area. This requirement is meant to minimize the amount of street parking and excessive traffic generation, which could be of concern to property owners in the area, the city argued, noting the building's maximum occupancy is 130 people based on the National Building Code. After considering the facts, the Development Appeals Board approved the church's variance application for three reasons. Granting the appeal would not be a special privilege since the board would grant a similar appeal to other property owners in similar neighborhoods due to the number of available street parking spaces and the property's use. Granting the appeal would not amount to a relaxation of the zoning bylaws provisions because it would not hinder the health, safety and general welfare of the area, while it could enhance the variety and efficient use of area land. Granting the appeal would not injuriously affect neighboring properties because of the building's location, the extra available street parking and the fact extra parking would only be needed on Sundays and for special events. The next regular council meeting is Monday, February 27.